This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A man is in Mesa County Jail on charges related to a crash that killed two CDOT workers in September. The man faces almost a dozen charges, including three counts of vehicular homicide while under the influence. The CDOT workers were stopped on Highway 6 near Palisade when the crash happened. The man's passenger was also killed. It's unclear what substances he might have been using. Protections for four threatened and endangered fish in both the Colorado and San Juan River basins passed Congress today. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper got the reauthorization included in the annual defense policy bill. He says there is a certain amount of bartering that happens in bills like this.
The fish bill had the benefit of being something that really works. We've demonstrated its success. It's not expensive.
GOP Representative Lauren Boebert and Democratic Representative Joe Neguse also supported the fish protections. That bill extends the program through 2031. It now heads to the president's desk. Enrollment is now open for slots in Colorado's Universal Preschool program in 2025, 2 months earlier than last year. Children who turn four before October 1st will get at least 15 free hours of school. New this year is a phone helpline that offers interpretation in more than 100 languages. 41,000 four-year-olds are currently enrolled in that program. Well, it's 1 week from the start of Hanukkah, which coincides with Christmas Day this year. But will it snow? Historically, Denver is the city that's most likely to have a snow day. This is CPR News.